Thank you for calling technical support. This is Melissa. How can I help you today? All right. Can you just let me know, sir, what exactly you see on your screen? All right. So are you, the device which got blocked, can you just let me know, is that a laptop or a desktop? Okay. Can you just let me know the brand name of the desktop, sir? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So right now, sir, since you got that alert on your Dell desktop, can you just go ahead and verify your first name and your last name, sir? Okay. All right. So right now, sir, since your device got that alert, let me just go ahead and check everything from you from the Microsoft support, all right? Just hold the line for one moment. Thank you for holding the line. Are you there, sir? Okay. So right now, sir, as I've checked from the Apple support about your device, and I have been informed that there is a technical breach on your network. That's the reason why you got that alert on your Dell desktop. So this technical breach on your network. Yes, sir. Let me just explain you what exactly the breach is, and I'll let you know the procedure where you can remove this alert from your screen, okay? So right now, sir, this breach means that there were some unknown foreign networks who were trying to get into your network and have the access to your device. So at that point of time, the Microsoft security alert, which is already there on your device, it got alerted and completely blocked up your device. So can you just let me know, sir, before you got this alert, did you got any warnings or alert from the Microsoft support before? Okay, so this is the first time. Okay. All right. So right now, sir, I believe you're in front of your device right now. Okay. So right now, sir, just go ahead and have a look on your keyboard. You will see on the left-hand side bottom corner, you will see a control key, CTRL. So press the control key, hold it down, and with the other finger, press the alternate key. And with the other finger, press the delete key, okay, and release these three keys at the same time. Just let me know what exactly you see on your screen. Yes. Yes, click on the Tax Manager, sir. And I believe you can... I believe you can see the Tax Manager page on your screen. Alright, so over there, just try to make it full screen, the Tax Manager page. So over there, can you just let me know, I believe you can see a word that says apps, APPS. It's highlighted in blue color. Do you see that option, sir? Yes, you are under processes, correct? Click on that option. Left click on that option, sir. So I believe click on the end tax option. And what is, I believe the Microsoft Edge disappear right now. So what is the next option you see after the Microsoft Edge? Yes, sir. So go ahead and do the same process. Right click on that option. And yeah, click on the end tax option as well. So I believe now you are on your home screen. Okay, so can you just let me know, are you able to use your device right now? Okay, alright. So right now, sir, since there was a technical breach on your network and you got that alert, which right now this process, we just removed this alert from your device for some few minutes, okay? So that we can go ahead and show you the current status of your network. Alright, sir. So right now, sir, just I want you to have a look on your keyboard again. On the left hand side, just after the control key, you will see a window key which have four squares in it. Can you see that? So yeah, okay. So press and hold that key, and with the other finger, press the letter R. R has an Robert, okay? So on the screen, on the left hand side of the screen, you will see a run box which says type the name of a program folder. So over there, I believe you can see a space where you can type something like a search panel. Alright, so I believe it's empty, correct? Or is there anything written over there? Alright, so I want you to start typing there. C has in Charlie, M has in Mary, D has in David. CMD, okay? So you can go ahead and click on the OK option below. Over there, I believe you can see a white blinking cursor. So over there, sir, I just want you to go ahead and start typing netstat. N has an Nancy, E has an Edward, T has an Tom, S has an Sam, T has an Tom, A has an Apple, T as in Tom. That's that, okay? And just, yes, sir. My name is Nancy Brown. Just make a note for that. No, sir. It's just part of the process which we have to guide you, okay, to show the network status of your device. Sorry? Sure. Yes, sir. We have my computer. I have my computer degree, and is this a normal basic thing to check the network status? Even you can do the same thing whenever you have to check your network status, okay? Okay. So, yeah, as you told me, you see the local address. Below that, what exactly you can see, can you just let me know? Okay, all right, so, yeah, and just beside that, I believe you can see foreign addresses. All right, so right now, sir, since I've told you, this NetStat will show the current status of your network. And this right now, since I have told you when the Microsoft support, they have checked your network connectivity, there was a breach on your network. There were different unknown foreign networks which were connected. So the IP address of these foreign networks, you can see those IP address on your screen right now, which is just below the foreign address, okay? So can you just give me a rough idea, like what is the just read out this tell the number of this unknown foreign networks, these foreign networks, just a rough idea, like how many of them you can see on your screen. Okay, so right now, sir, can you just go ahead and check this foreign networks and just let me know that do you recognize this any of these foreign networks? The foreign IP address. Okay, so yeah, right after this foreign address, I believe you can see a state column. So right now, sir, the state column will show the current status of this unknown foreign IP address. Okay, so the ones which are established, it means that this specific unknown foreign networks is currently connected on your device and also active on your network as well. So beside the word established, what is the other word that you see over there? Sorry? Yes, sir, I've already told you my name. My first name is Nancy. Okay, sir, let me just let you know.